This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with actor John C. McGinley about the second season of his sitcom Ground Floor on TBS. But first, how about a new app on your smartphone that could tell if you were depressed? The new app called Ginger.io might help new moms detect whether or not they have postpartum depression. The app tracks your phone usage and collects data on how often you text and make phone calls. Based off of that information, the app can detect when you have a change in your behavior. If you suddenly are making less time to reach out to others, you may be depressed. It may be creepy to have an app predict what's happening with your moods, but healthcare companies see advantages. 30 medical centers are currently using and testing this new app. There's another new app that will allow you to get rid of those embarrassing texts that you wished you never sent. Strings was developed by a Seattle-based company, and it gives you the ability to permanently delete a text from your phone and any phone you sent it to. The app also requires your friends to ask your permission before downloading any photos or videos you send them. There is a catch. The phone you send the message to must have Strings downloaded as well, and Strings can't stop the person on the receiving end from getting the text in the first place. A new study has found that police officers are more willing to shoot white suspects than black ones. During simulations, it became clear to researchers that officers would shoot at a white or Hispanic suspect more quickly than they would shoot at a black one. In the simulation exercises, they seem to have reverse racism and fear that they shouldn't shoot black suspects for fear of political reasons. Throughout 300 interviews, they found that white police officers don't actually want to shoot anyone, but they really don't want to shoot a black suspect. Meanwhile, the number of arrests and summonses that are usually made this time of year in New York City has taken a massive downturn compared to last year. Parking and traffic violations are also severely down. There's a 56% reduction in arrests and 90% reduction in tickets. You know actor John C. McGinley from Scrubs and the movie Platoon. Now he's on Ground Floor on TBS, which just started its second season. He's also very involved with Down syndrome since his son Max was born. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
So Ground Floor, it's back for a second season. Is it going to be just as funny?
Yeah, the show was created by the same guy who created Scrubs, and his name's Bill Lawrence. And he just brought the same kind of amazing sensibilities and sardonic, subversive humor to Ground Floor that was born in Scrubs. And so you got this amazing, vibrant, impossibly talented cast on Ground Floor that can do anything. And we shoot it live on Tuesday nights over at Warner Brothers, and the show is just banging.
So, John, on the show, you're the boss?
Yeah, I'm the boss. I'm Mr. Mansfield, and I have a hedge fund that's on the top of an office building in San Francisco. And one of my young stockbrokers falls in love with a building maintenance girl down towards the ground floor, hence the name. And then it's Romeo and Juliet. It's Downton Abbey. It's upstairs, downstairs. He can't be with her. She can't be with him. And hijinks ensues. And it becomes a class conflict. And this show is just so fresh. And there's nothing these young kids can't do, some of whom were on Pitch Perfect. You know, they can sing, they can dance. There's nothing they can't do. And it's completely thrilling shooting it live on Tuesday nights over at Warner Brothers. Just like Friends and Cheers and Raymond and All in the Family all shot live, same with Ground Floor.
I just want to ask you quickly, how's your son Max doing?
Max is on fire. We just had an astonishing Christmas break. He goes back to school today, and he's having a love affair with his two younger sisters are old enough now to where they can all communicate and be together without parental supervision, which is a real thrill for everybody, because Max needs more supervision, like he needs a hole in the head, and so he just likes to be with his sisters, and that makes me really happy.
You're an ardent hockey fan too, right? Detroit Red Wings?
Yeah, go Wings.
They're going to win the cup this year?
Boy. You know, that's a long haul, man. Hey, is Wingfoot in Westchester?
Golf club, sure.
Oh, yeah, I went up there. I went to the U.S. Open there. When Hale Irwin won it, I was up there.
That's right. You like to golf with John Cusack.
No, Johnny can't play golf. God almighty. No. Johnny can do a lot of things, but he can't play golf.
Well, listen, John, all the best. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. All the best.
With actor John C. McGinley, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Positive attitude and the will to live the full life describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's one thing that can propel you to big success? Define your work.
After 5 years of following his passion to create pottery and designs that were unique, Jonathan Adler settled on the definition of his work. It was about irreverent luxury, and it sparked a big revelation.
And then I thought, well, if I'm going to have this spirit of irreverent luxury, why make just pots and pillows? Why not make rooms? So I've become an interior decorator.
Today, Jonathan Adler has become an internationally recognized brand, offering everything from decorative home collections to lighting and more.
When you understand the message of your work, it opens new doors and leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.